Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is doing God's will His way all the time. So glad you come in to hang out with me this Monday morning in the Surrender Break Room. Of course, you know, this is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm just so excited about today's session, and you'll learn why momentarily, but I just love to offer you all opportunities to grow and also for myself to be in partnership with others as we focus on your growth and you doing better and well and excelling in all that you do. So I'm just so excited about today because I'm going to be offering a segment for the summer months where I'm going to be bringing in my friend Dr. Sandra Rice, and we're going to be doing a special segment called Living Your Incredible Life as Leaders. Does that not sound exciting or what? So we're going to, again, be focusing on you living your incredible life as a leader. So I just can't wait for us to come in and just engage you all and really encourage you and strengthen you through these summer months as you hit the fall season up and running, no matter if we're still sheltered in place or if we're out and about and doing our thing publicly, you're going to be ready to live your incredible life. It's the life that God ordained for you from the beginning of time. So let me just tell you before I even introduce my special guest, Dr. Sandra Rice. First of all, let me give you her official bio, and then I'll give you her my bio so that you can get to know her a little bit better. But Dr. Sandra Rice comes well equipped to work with leaders. First, she is a business strategist and she's a consultant. Her background is in real estate development and engineering. She is CEO, corporate, and spiritual leader for over 23 years. You all, she had a construction business that she had for 20 plus years and now has moved on to doing some other things. She has a doctorate in organizational leadership, and she's also an advocate for the well-being of leaders in organizations, and she gets to travel the world doing what she does, helping leaders to excel and be well. So I'm so excited to bring her on, but let me tell you how we met. Because we really want to set the stage and the tone so that when you engage us in these next couple of months, that you'll understand how we together have come together to be able to grow and learn ourselves so that we can be able to pour into you. So I met Sandra probably good, wow, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, but I was introduced to her first through her CD. So she actually has a CD entitled Living Your Incredible Life. And I might have that title wrong, and she's going to correct me in a moment, but it's something like that. And it's just amazing. And I remember around the time I was listening to it, this is the spoken word CD. It's so well done. It's phenomenal. You guys got to get a copy of it. And I was running, you all, preparing to run a half marathon. Me. If you knew that I was not a runner ever, like, you would just understand. And I was had gone through a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis and super duper just joint pain and everything. And God had just called me to the season of going raw and running. So I put her CD in, and I'm telling you, that thing encouraged me. It encouraged me so much. And then after that, my sister actually was working for Sandra, and she introduced us. But even prior to us being introduced, the Lord had given to her how we were to connect. And I'm actually not going to give it away because she's going to share it herself. But since that time, we've been connected, holding each other accountable, pouring into each other, and just really motivating each other to be our very best. So again, I'm just so excited to have her. I'm going to introduce you to her now. This is Dr. Sandra Rice, who's coming on in to be able to share with you guys about living your incredible life. Welcome to the call, Dr. Sandra.
Hello, Dr. Celeste. Thank you. So happy to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. Yeah. So I was just sharing, and I think I got the name of your CD wrong, and I don't know how, because I'm sure I know the entire CD verbatim.
Yes, you do. You know it more than I do. It's the CD is Confessions of an Incredible Life.
That's it.
An Incredible Life. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a very powerful CD, and it's, you know, when I did it many years ago, it's really not about my incredible life, but it's about, you know, the listener and who takes that on and embraces it. So it's about your incredible life as you listen to that spoken word and you're inspired to live and move powerfully in the world, especially as leaders.
Absolutely. So, hey, let the folks know how what more you might want them to know about you, and then also how we connected. I think that'll be a fun part of this story.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No, I get to do a lot of great things in the world. I'm so blessed, as Dr. Celeste mentioned. You know, I've been a CEO for almost 24 years now in September, getting a chance to help leaders, as you said, Dr. Celeste, excel and be well. I have a real estate background, an engineering background. So I've done a lot of big projects, big business. But now, you know, I'm blessed to do a lot of consulting, and my passion is working with organizations and their leaders all around well-being and growth, organizational growth and personal growth, professional growth. And it's so much fun. So that's what I get to do on a daily basis. Also, as far as Dr. Celeste and I, yes, we met many years ago. And how we met is I was on the road at that time because I travel quite a bit. And it's like I was like the Holy Spirit was dealing with me about my eating and sustaining and living an incredible life. And how do I really sustain that and making sure I'm healthy in every area of my life? And her sister worked together. And at that time, you know, she's my COO of my companies. And she actually, I told her, I said, I need to meet your sister, because I knew about the amazing journey that you were on, Dr. Celeste, with the raw, mm-hmm. with the food. I didn't know how I could do it. I finally got there after about 5 years, but
yeah.
I knew it was, you know, we've been on this journey, but we came together, and it's just such a blessing because we became accountability partners. And when I met Dr. Celeste, I told her what I was up to. I told her what I wanted to do. I wanted to have well-being in the area of eating. And you just connected with me. And we've been on this accountability journey ever since. So I thank God for you. You are my number one accountability partner. And we get to do a lot of things. She's been with me through my doctoral program, all kinds of things. So we are really great friends and sisters. And we're glad that we get to come together right now to do the work that we do, because, you know, as you all know, or I'm sure you know, Dr. Celeste is a trauma specialist. My specialty is organizational leadership, and we working with leaders. And we are so excited about, you know, this great idea that we have around leadership well-being and personal growth for leaders who are up to living their incredible life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I was just thinking, right, because I know we're going to be talking mindset in a moment, and I want to kind of just set the stage for that. And I love that the work that you've done and the many things, areas in which God has developed your expertise. And it's interesting, even when we met, you connected with me around diet and knowing that in order to live your incredible life that you would have to be physically fit. But I know that God had us to meet because I – even though with all these credentials and all this experience and so on and so forth, really felt intimidated by people who were in the spotlight or people who I felt like were ahead of me in their business or anything. So see, even interesting in meeting you, we were talking about mindset, blocks, things that will block you from getting to your next stage in life. I was intimidated by Sandra. I don't know if I've ever said that to you, but I was intimidated. One, she had graced the cover of Black Enterprise like how many times? Like several times.
It's you never told me that, Dr. Celeste.
I never
knew
told
that.
You this, but you know I'm all about truth and I'm all about vulnerability.
That's right.
And I was intimidated by that. You guys, she does incredible work with major leaders such as Bishop T.D. Jakes, the bishop. I mean, so she was just doing all this amazing work. And then I'm thinking, and I, at that time, you guys, God had told me, I have assigned you to 13 women. And it's easy for us to take the assignment if we feel like it's something that we can do. But when he assigned me some rock stars. Like people, I'm like, they want to come under me and learn about surrender and to be developed. I don't get it. I don't know why they want to do that. And for me, it all went back to worthiness. Worthiness. Can I really connect with people like that? And that's one of the things in which you did for me over these last 5 years, to be like, you're worthy. God assigned you. You're equipped. Get the going. Get the call.
Right.
So
we are true accountability partners. Yes.
We really are. So that really has been, you all, the major push that in the way in which Sandra held me accountable is to know that I am the workmanship of God, that nobody else could do what I do because he put me here to do it. So I've just been so grateful to that. And that was really our connection. God really wanted me to know how worthy I was to do his work and for Sandra to get into a body that could allow her to do the work. So before we take the break, anything you would add to that? Because we're going to still hammer in on mindset when we get back from the break. But anything you would add, 30 seconds?
with that?
No, I'm so excited for the leaders who are on this call, who are going to be connecting with us this summer. We believe that life is amazing, and we really want to set this platform for, like we were talking about, personal growth and development. And actually, we want to be your accountability partners this summer. As you are moving in life and things are changing and you have so much to innovate and you have so many things to be powerful and in and through. And so we're excited to be on this journey with you. And we welcome you to the summer session of living your incredible life.
Love it. Love it. So you all, when we get back, we're going to really talk about mindset and what's the mindset you need to have if you are actually indeed going to live your incredible life. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Leonque Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event. Hashtag the event. If you want to purchase my book, and you will, it can be found on Amazon.com and my website at www.leonquechavette.com. That's LeonqueChavette.com. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey, welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and I'm here with my friend, Dr. Sandra Rice, as we introduce this new segment that you will be a part of for the next 3 months. It is living your incredible life as a leader. How do you get to live your incredible life, and what things might block you from moving to your next stage in life? You guys heard me say this so many times, but I am the transition queen. So I know some of you are transitioning into your next, and we want to be a part of you experiencing your next phase in life with boldness, with courage, with passion. So we're going to be just talking about different topics. Every 2 weeks, in fact, we'll be talking on a different topic, but it will all focus on you and you living your incredible life. And one of the things we thought was important about this segment, and Dr. Sandra will chime in momentarily, but one thing we thought was important, that we're not just talking about your business and how to increase your business, because the business starts with you. It starts with the leader. So we really want to focus in on helping you develop yourself as a leader. Would you say that is correct, Dr. Sandra, that we're really hammering on
absolutely.
Them personally?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're looking at the leader as a person, you know, that physical and emotional health and the personal growth and what it takes to live an incredible life as a leader. We all know that we're skilled in our organizations. I think most of us have that part, but I think what we want to focus on, and we've agreed to focus on and to really support leaders in, is that area of well-being, to keep yourself so amazingly powerful in every area. And so we wanted to open up this forum so that we can have a platform and a great space to really talk about us, all of us, as amazing, powerful leaders, and what that looks like to maintain that and continue to live our incredible lives.
Yeah, because there could just be so many blocks personally. Mindset is everything.
Oh, yeah.
Mindset is everything. And it really is what we have to really focus on, because if we don't have the right mindset, the behavior follows what we think and what we believe. So if you, it is a tear, if you say all day long, I want to be this, you have to think that thing. You have to really believe that thing to be true. And there are sometimes just things that will block you from getting to that next space or that next opportunity. So that's why we're here to talk about you as a person. What do you need to do physically? Yeah. We'll talk some things around health.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, what do you need to do emotionally to really get yourself to agree with the Lord?
About, you know what, because Dr. Celeste, the thing is, when we have blocks in our lives that you know, mental blocks or emotional blocks, or when we've experienced trauma, all those things we're going to be talking about this summer, they are real things that can stop us personally as leaders, or can hinder our development, can hinder, you know, our best lives. And sometimes we don't have the tools. So we want to come together to help leaders really, and help provide the tools to help continue to grow and to remove those blocks that are stopping you. We don't want anything to hinder your advancement, nothing. So that's what we're up to.
Yeah. And then we, and one of the things that we talk a lot about, and let's just share a little bit as we get this opportunity today, we focus a lot on mindset and we focus a lot on abundance. Because if your mindset is not right, then you are not allowing abundance to come into your life. So
yes.
If your mindset is one, and there are two mindsets you can have. And I love the scripture that says, let this mind be in you. That was also mm-hmm. in Christ Jesus. Jesus had an abundant mindset, and he still does. He says he comes to give us life and that more abundantly. So there is a lack mindset and there's abundant mindset. What would you say to that, Dr. Sundra?
You know, I would say, yeah, definitely. There are two different mindsets. And the mindset we want to focus on is that mindset of abundance. So we know in this world, and we're going through a pandemic right now all over the world, you know, a lot of things can show up that we can decide to either focus on or not. And when we talk about abundance, you know, pandemics move us to lack kind of thought processes and fear and, oh my goodness, is something going to happen? But you really have to, as a leader, we do this all the time, we have to really be strategic about how we think. I mean, you have to, what I say in the CD, you have to think about what you think about. And that is so important, because abundance will put you in the place of most potential, where lack will, again, like we said, will stop us. It will begin to block our flow. It will begin to hinder us as leaders. It will, you know, you get emotional, you feel sad, you know, all these different
yeah.
things. But abundance helps to keep us in that positive frame of mind, that positive framework, so that we can continue moving, and you know what I mean, and really pushing through to, because a lot of us are up to some big things, right? We're up to some big
yeah.
things, and it's tough to do that when you're walking fear-based, lack, and again, like I said, the world gives us plenty of opportunities to be in that space, but we have to intentionally move past that and move our energy past that, move our lives, move our thoughts, processes past that to abundance.
Yeah, and you know what it says in the dictionary, that abundance is the established set of attitudes held by someone. It's just the established set of attitudes. What do I really believe to be
good.
True about mm-hmm. me, about my God, about the world? And let me just give you a quick example. This is not even business related. This is more personal. Well, hey, we're talking about personal. I remember I used to hang with a group of ladies who, this is when we were in graduate school. And they would say things like, there are no more good men left in the world. Yeah. All the good men are either dead or in prison. All the good,
oh
you know, just those things that women kind of
right.
get in their head that, they, no, not dead, gay or in prison. That's what it was. Not dead. Nobody wants to be like that. But anyway, and I remember started thinking, if I have that kind of mindset, if I'm sowing that kind of seed, then what I'm sowing, I'm going to reap. So I got to start saying something different if I want to be my Boaz. If I
right,
have to say
right.
things like, God desires me to marry. I'm already a wife. So I had to get into that abundant energy and space
mm-hmm.
so the windows
mm-hmm.
of heaven could open up. God is a God who responds to faith. He's a God
yes.
that will open up doors for you in heaven based on what you believe. And even
mm-hmm.
in this COVID season, like you're saying, I'm sure you got an example as well, but even at COVID, I started hearing small businesses owners, I hang with a bunch of them, start saying things like, there's not enough. You know, now people don't have money. And now people, I was like, well, God's going to send me to people who do. Because somebody got a nest egg that they want to send on to things
right.
I'm offering. And I kept thinking, and every day, this is one of the things I say, you all, I have more than enough. I have plenty. I got so much I can give away. I have more than enough. And Confessions of an Incredible Life was one of those CDs, I kid you not, you guys, that set me up for that, that just let me know that everything I put my hands to is blessed and all of that. So
yes.
those are some of the things that you have to do when you want to live out this abundant life. You got to change
Absolutely.
Your mindset. Yeah.
You do. You do. And you have to also put yourself in the place. One of my professors said this years ago, and I never forgot this when I was in graduate school. He said, put yourself in the place of most potential. So that is something that you do with intention. Isn't that powerful? You put yourself
yeah.
in the place of most potential. So it's all about the environment that you put yourself in. So if your environment, and some of us need to change our environment. Some of us need to change our communities, okay? We need to change. When I talk about our communities, meaning, you know, we need to surround ourselves with the right people. You know, I talk about that all the time. I personally, you and I, Dr. Celeste, we surround ourselves intentionally with the right, what we call the right people, okay? Those yeah. dream friends, because we want to be surrounded by people who are going in the same direction, and we are intentionally going up. So we are up to yes. living our incredible lives. So, but good. that environment is so important when we're talking about personal growth and personal development. And that's something we have to do. And a lot of times, you know, I say we blame God and blame other people. No, we have to be responsible. There's a lot of self-responsibilities that comes with living an incredible life, because we have to be responsible to be healthy emotionally, to be, you know, if something needs to end, if we, you know what I mean? Making those tough decisions to say, you know what, I just can't be in this relationship, whether it's a business partner, however that looks. If something is not serving you and it's pulling you into that lack mindset, we have to be, as leaders, you know, accountable, you know, and say, you know what, I'm up to my best life. I'm responsible for this. So let me make these tough decisions so that I can move past this, what's limiting me, and move me into, you know, a place of, in a space of abundant mindset.
Man, that was loaded, what you just said. And so many parts of that we can dissect, and actually we will, because one of the things I heard you say just so quickly, that some things have to end. And we will, you all, spend some time talking about necessary endings. If you're going to move to your next space, there are some things that are so important that you're going to have to end some things, and you might not know how or why it's necessary, but you feel the unctioning of the Holy Spirit encouraging you
Dr.
to do that.
Dr. Celeste, let me tell you, that's one of my greatest, we'll get to that in one, maybe one of our next sessions, but that has been one of my greatest lessons in my life, to understand the importance of necessary endings. Oh my goodness. That has
we
been,
got to
because
that
we're
one.
Not always taught that. Yeah. We're not always taught that, you know, and we're not taught. We're taught to, oh, keep everything going, keep moving, we'll have a big segment on that one.
Yeah.
But endings are so important. And you to understand that they're a part of life. They are a part of life, and learning how to manage transitions are important. So we'll be talking about that too. But I just wanted to mention that one of my greatest lessons was understanding the importance of necessary endings.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I wouldn't even be where I was if I did not understand the importance of necessary endings. And it's so cliche, but it's the truth that they say some people come into your life, even some opportunities come into your life for a season and a reason. It's absolutely the truth.
Right.
You all have
absolutely.
Followed me through the surrender fast and how I gave up. You know it too. Dr. Sundra gave up my practice, my speaking and engagements platform, all of that, ministry leader at the church. That was a necessary ending for me to move into what I'm able to do now. And it's incredible. Oh, wait, it's an incredible life I'm living. That's just what
exactly.
we're talking about.
That's what we're up to. That's what we're up to.
Exactly. That's what we're up to. So I want to end, before we go to the break, I want to end on this quote. And it comes again from Dr. Sundra Rice, has a CD, you all, Confessions of an Incredible Life. You can get it on iTunes. And one of the quotes that you have used to be one of my favorites when I was out walking or jogging. It says, "What I've been waiting for is here. And that is me. I have shown up in my own life." Oh, my goodness.
Ooh,
how many times have we been waiting
for
something? And God's like, I'm just waiting on you to show up and be all the greatness that you are. So I just love that quote. It just energizes me each time. But we're gonna wrap it up in a moment, you guys. But we first need to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. Greetings. This is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Hello again. Welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. I am Dr. Celeste Owens. Of course, you know this is a place that you are able to come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I have my special guest on today, Dr. Sundra Rice. And you know how I think I want to end with our segment on today. We've been talking about our new segment that we will have every 2 weeks for the summer, which is called Living Your Incredible Life. And Dr. Sundra, I think I want to end on this note, and then I'll have you share with people how to keep in touch with you. But we want people to really know, as we are here sharing with them and holding them accountable, that this really is a safe place. How often is, or how challenging is it for leaders to find a safe place to land, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, it is a challenge. You know, again, you know, both of us have been in leadership and business entrepreneurs and corporate America for many years. But one of the things that I learned in my research, you know, as for leaders is that here's the thing, and here's the premise of a lot of my study. Who takes care of the leader that takes care of everybody else? And a lot of times, you know, because we have so many responsibilities as leaders, and we're, you know, in certain frameworks and at the top, and we have so many people that are depending on us and are, you know, we're responsible to, it's not always easy to have a safe place, because it's like, where do you go, you know, as a leader? Do you go here? Do you go to there? And so, again, having a place, a space, a spiritual community, a supportive group, or, you know, people that you can trust, that you can, you know, talk to. And again, we all value that. You know, we've been talking, if you've been listening to the segment, that Dr. Celeste and I have been accountability partners for years, but she and I are a safe place. We've been able to talk about leadership decisions. We've been able to talk about spiritual things, personal things, our family, our personal growth. But being able to create that is very important. And it's not always easy because of who we are and what we do and what we're responsible for as leaders.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's not easy. So we're wanting this, you guys, and we're just setting the intention for you that this is going to be a place for you to come in for your own growth, your own personal, spiritual, emotional growth, and also a place for you to be safe. So we want to make sure that you have that space. And also, if you want to send in the email related to maybe some challenge you're having in your business, or if you want to suggest a topic for us as we hang out these next few months, at least six sessions of Living Your Incredible Life, we're happy to take your recommendations for topics too. You can send that to info@drcelesteowens.com. So, Dr. Sundra, it's been phenomenal. So excited we've been able to introduce this to the community, and hoping that they're just so excited as we are about their growth. We're going to be talking. We already pulled out some things we're going to be talking about, necessary endings, obviously. Your body, and being able to make sure that you have this body that's well and able to go in the flow of God. So I'm just so excited about what is to come. So, but in the meantime, how do people stay in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. And I would love, as Dr. Celeste said, we would love to hear from you and get your information, your feedback, because I believe that we're in this together, and this is a time of fulfillment for all of us. And so, again, we're here to be accountability partners with you. One way you can get in touch with me is via email. My email is srice, R-Y-C-E, at rice, R-Y-C-E, development.com. That's srice, R-Y-C-E, at ricedevelopment.com. And, or you can get me on social media. You can look at, you can get me on the Facebook, or direct message me on Instagram, either one of those two. It's Sundra Rice, S-U-N-D-R-A-R-Y-C-E. That's S-U-N-D-R-A-R-Y-C-E. And also you can pick up the CD that we've been talking about. It's an amazing CD, Confessions of an Incredible Life, on iTunes. So yeah, take some time and listen to that. We hope you enjoy it.
Absolutely. I know I enjoy it for years, and I still continue to listen and get nuggets from it. It's just one of those productions or work of art that really continue to feed you. So thank you so much for letting allow you to do that so many years ago. And it's been phenomenal. I'm so excited.
Yes. Me too. So I am too. Our summer session. Yeah. This is what we're up to for the summer. All these leaders living incredible lives.
Oh my goodness. I can't wait for the testimonies that will come from this. So this is awesome. So yeah, so thank you all again for listening in. Thank you again to my special guest, Dr. Sandra Rice. You know how to catch up with her. And in the meantime, you all stay surrendered for life. There is really no other way to live your incredible life but to be surrendered. I love you, and we'll catch you next time. Be blessed.